Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, got more basketball to talk about. Also, talk a little more about high school basketball, too. Right now, though, turn it over to the star of the show. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
All right, Coach, you are the best. March Madness, let's talk about it. There's only one game remaining tonight that's in action as we speak, and it's at halftime. 3-seed Creighton on top of 11-seed Oregon, 36-34. Dana Altman, the head coach at Oregon against his former club in the Jays. And again, that's at half, a two-point game, Creighton on top. All other games from today have gone final. Let's recap them right now. 1-seed North Carolina, they took care of business against 9-seeded Michigan State. Tom Izzo goes down, 85-69. Armando Bacot, 18 points and 7 rebounds on the day. As for 2-seed Arizona, 10-point win over 7-seed Dayton, 78-68. In the 2-versus-7 game, Iowa State handled Washington State 67-56. Cyclones to the Sweet 16. This one just going final recently. 2-seed Tennessee outlasting 7-seed Texas 62-58. Rick Barnes the win over his former team. How about 3-seeded Illinois rolling on, crushing 11-seed Duquesne 89-63. It was the 5-seed Gonzaga Bulldogs over the 4-seeded Kansas Jayhawks. 89-68 the final. Gonzaga back to the Sweet 16. And in overtime, 11-seed North Carolina State took down 14-seed Oakland 79-73. As for tomorrow in March Madness, 2:40 start, 1-seed Purdue goes against 8-seed Utah State. The Boilers trying to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16. For the Indiana State Sycamores in the NIT, second round tomorrow, matching up with Minnesota, the Golden Gophers at the Holman Center, 29-6. Indiana State trying to move on in the NIT. Of course, that will finish eventually at Hinkle Fieldhouse on the campus of Butler University. It is a 2 o'clock start for the Trees tomorrow. For the women's tournament, the Indiana Hoosiers, 4-seeded over Fairfield, the 13-seed, 89-56. Mackenzie Holmes all over the stat sheet. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 blocks. The 2-seed Notre Dame Fighting Irish had no issue with 15-seed Kent State, 81-67. Talking about the rest of March Madness, the schedule for the round of 32 tomorrow. Day starts at 12:10. Shaka Smart's Marquette Golden Eagles, 2-seed against 10-seed Colorado. Mentioned that Purdue game at 2:40 in downtown Indianapolis over at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. 5:15. How about the Duke Blue Devils matching up with the Dukes? James Madison and the Blue Devils, that's the 4-versus-12 game tomorrow at 5:15. At 6:10, 3-seed Baylor takes on 6-seed Clemson. Those are a couple coaches, of course, with Indiana ties. Scott Drew went to Butler. His Valparaiso ties. Brad Brown now, though, the former head coach at the University of Indianapolis. 7-10, speaking of Indiana ties, Bryce Drew leads his Grand Canyon Antelopes in the battle against 4-seed Alabama tomorrow night at 7-10. 7:45, Northwestern, they outlasted Florida Atlantic in overtime in the round of 64. The Wildcats go against 1-seed UConn, 7:45 tomorrow. 8:40, Texas A&M gets 1-seeded Houston, the Battle of the Lone Star State. And then the late game tomorrow night, 9:40, the last year's runner-up, San Diego State, the 5-seed. They get the Ivy League's 13-seed Yale. The Bulldogs upset Auburn in the first round. Let's talk about ECHL hockey. The Wheeling Nallers beat the Fort Wayne Comets tonight 3-1, and it was the Toledo Walleye over the Indy Fuel 5-2. The Indy 11 draw with Sacramento Republic on the pitch tonight. That's a final of 1-1. And of course, the IHSAA basketball state finals next weekend. We'll recap those and preview the matchups as we go along the rest of the night. I'm Brendan King, Network Indiana.
Welcome back, everybody. Brendan mentioned state finals next weekend. I'm honored to be able to do the 1A championship game between Bethesda Christian and Fort Wayne Canterbury on the IHSA Champions Network. I'll be doing radio alongside Kurt Darling. Excited about that. And then similarly excited about being able to do the 2A matchup between Brownstown Central and Wapahani. I'll be part of the IHSA Champions Network on TV with Pat Boylan. So that is, it's exciting. I think the 2A game's fantastic. I really do. Well, I think they're all good, but you got number one and number two. Similar stories in terms of how they play, how they approach it, great individual talent, those kinds of things. The 3A championship game, that's Scottsburg at 24-5, taking on South Bend St. Joe at 20-9. Don't be bothered by that 20-9. They play a great, great schedule. Scottsburg has had a tremendous run, very explosive team offensively. And so that should be a good one. And then how often do you get a chance to get a game between two teams that started the season game number one with each other and finished the season playing one another for a state championship? It's a great story. Ben Davis will play Fishers. Fishers 28-1, Ben Davis 23-5. And so that is a great, great day. And no matter how you look at it, that's a tremendous day and night of basketball at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And so just one of those situations where if you can't be there, you can watch it, you can listen to it. We encourage, if you're listening, make sure you do that. A great number of our great stations around the state will be right there bringing you that action. And so it's fun. It's fun to be, number one, it's an honor to be asked to be there as part of the broadcast team. And secondly, it's the state finals, for heaven's sakes. I mean, think about it. You know, they... 114 years. That's a great opportunity. So we're fired up about it, looking forward to it. Join us Friday night on the show, because as we've done for 29 previous years on our show, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the championships coming up next weekend. Brendan King in, doing a fantastic job on the scoreboard updates. Brendan King, tomorrow's schedule should be a great one. I was, UConn plays tomorrow night, so the night games tomorrow night or what?
Well, what do you consider the start of a night game? 7 o'clock? Is that your cutoff?
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, remember, I'm not a young guy anymore. Well, so
let's just say the night slate will begin at 7. Coach, you get Bryce Drew's Grand Canyon Lopes matching up right with the Nate Oates-led Alabama Crimson Tide. That game in Spokane. 7:45 in Brooklyn. Of course, Northwestern, they outlasted Florida Atlantic in overtime, and now Dusty May, the new head coach at Michigan. Northwestern gets UConn. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that one. Of course, Brooks Barnheiser plays for Northwestern. 8:40 start, Texas A&M and one seed Houston. So you get back-to-back number one seeds, UConn and Houston. And then late game, the Ivy League's Yale Bulldogs against the defending runner-up, San Diego State. That's your late game at 9:40 tomorrow in Spokane.
Probably won't be watching that.
Yeah, catch the highlights.
I'll catch the highlights. But I just find myself nowadays two shows. I mean, say, you know how it is.
That's okay. Show goes off. I know what you're saying.
Show goes off at midnight. I'm unable to sleep until.
I agree.
Yeah, it gets worse. I mean, yeah, last night.
Oh, I'm the worst at that.
It was like 3 in the morning before I drifted off to sleep. And so, and you know how it is. My wife she thinks that we should do things together on the weekends. and I'm saying, okay, well, let's just take a nap. When she doesn't think, that doesn't qualify. So I understand. Listen, I do. So it's not like I have a tough life, for heaven's sakes. It's just the fact that I get excited. I get emotionally involved in show. As I think I'm supposed to, and so
absolutely.
Sleeping. And then our youngest child, Lucy, is
big fan of Lucy.
Well, Lucy, when you're a 12-year-old adorable little black cocker spaniel, and you are you like your parents are in the aging. You know, we're all septuagenarians in our house, and so her sleeping patterns are irregular. And so if she's not sleeping, her parents aren't sleeping. And so we could deal with that, too. All right, Brendan coming up with another school board update. You can't get away from him. He's just everywhere. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. The last remaining March Madness game tonight in action. The round of 32 between Creighton and Oregon. 3 seed versus 11 seed. The Ducks trail the Jays 41-38. So in close all day, Creighton maintained a 2-point lead at halftime. Ryan Kalkbrenner has 12 points to go along with 9 boards. Trey Alexander with 13 points for Creighton. And Oregon, if there's one thing for sure about the Ducks, they're dangerous, but they do not have many options. They have only played 6 men all game long, and the guy that has come off the bench has only been in there for a couple minutes. So really not that deep of a bench for Dana Altman this year. However, the Ducks able to advance to a round of 32, trying to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16. Again, the big news of tonight, Dusty May, Greene County Zone, the former Indiana basketball manager under Bob Knight, who took Florida Atlantic to the Final Four last year. He is moving on after FAU lost in the tournament to Northwestern. This year in overtime, Dusty May will succeed Jawan Howard as the new head coach in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN had it first. Dusty May is getting a 5-year contract over at Michigan. Remember, Nellie Davis, one of the stars on that FAU Final Four team from Gary. And Dusty May has already shown he can recruit in the state of Indiana, and he'll join those recruiting battles with Mike Woodson and Matt Painter coming up very, very soon. Pacers in action tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. They're at the Lake Show. They'll play the Clippers in L.A. on Sunday.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. All right, so coming up tomorrow, we continue the NCAA tournament. We also have, we have just a situation where we have what are the games in Indy tomorrow, Brendan King? What time are those games?
Well, of course, you got the Boilers tomorrow, Coach. Actually, I just closed out of that. Let me pull back up tomorrow's games for you.
Boilers play tomorrow at 2:40 something.
2:40.
Yeah.
So actually, both games to start the day are in Indy. You get Colorado and Marquette.
Oh, good.
At 12:10, and then that'll give way a Gainbridge at 2:40. I believe that's it, and that is it. So the sights tomorrow: Indianapolis, Brooklyn, Memphis, and Spokane.
Yikes! So what's the best game? What one should I make sure I'm near a television for tomorrow?
You know what? This might not be a popular take. I think Northwestern and UConn is going to be closer than people think. I really like Northwestern. I'm a huge Boo Booey guy. I think Northwestern has got the size to compete with UConn. And if Boo Booey gets hot, I think it's anybody's game. But, of course, hey, UConn's a defending champ for a reason. But and Vegas probably knows more than me. It's a 14-point spread in that UConn-Northwestern game. But I think that's going to be closer than people think. I also think James Madison can give Duke a run for their money. James Madison looked really, really good in that round of 64. So I think between Duke matching up with the Dukes and Northwestern battling the defending champ, those are the ones I'm watching tomorrow.
All right, bad news of the night is that in the NAI National Tournament semifinals, Langston, Oklahoma, 61-48 winners over Indiana Wesleyan. That is not good news. On the good news side, also in the semifinals, Grace, 82-66 winners over Northwestern of Iowa. And so Grace will play they'll play 5:30 for the championship against Langston from Oklahoma. And so I was hopeful, like everyone else, that we would have a two-team NAI national tournament game from two teams from the state of Indiana. It appears that Grace, they're the number one seed. They're going Langston, also a number one seed. So it should be a great matchup, and we certainly wish the Lancers all the luck they have, and we can give them, and they bring back a national championship. So great season for Indiana Wesleyan. Not to be their year, but again, Indiana showing just exactly how strong they are in the NAIA national tournament, and not only on the men's side but also on the women's side. So just a situation where there are great teams, great player, a lot of Indiana players, and so one of those situations where once again, we already won the Division III national title, so why not win the NAI national title? I hope you were with us for our interview earlier tonight with Brooks Miller, the head coach at Trine University, the NCAA Division III national champions. And so we had a great conversation with him. It was fantastic. Just excited, a lot to get excited about, no question at all. All right, Brendan King, you have spring training for the Cubs. When does that? You've already started. When's opening day for the South Bend Cubs? When do we lose you to baseball?
Well, you touched on two things there. So I got back from spring training last week, so I was out there for a week. It was good to catch the guys in AZ, also catch some sunshine. It was beautiful. But, yeah, to answer your question, Coach, South Bend Cubs opening day, 12 days away. Like we were talking earlier, it'll be in Davenport, just across from the Mississippi River. Literally, if you keep running in right field, you get wet. That's basically how it goes. Right. April 5th in Quad Cities, so looking forward to it.
When's the home opener?
That would be, let's see, opening day is April 5th, 6th, 7th. Opening day at home is going to be on the 9th.
Okay. Outstanding. So you'll be signing autographs and giving away pictures and stuff?
No, I will be freezing my bum off, probably more than likely.
It gets a little chilly when things. It takes me back to my baseball days when I was playing and coaching at Franklin College. Listen, my first year, I was the basketball and baseball coach at Franklin College, which is an idiotic situation to be frank. Here's how idiotic it was. I was in Kansas City at the NAI National Tournament in 1978 when my first baseball game was scheduled in Indiana, in Franklin. How's that? And, gosh, go figure. Who would think that that's an unmanageable process? So, yeah, it gets chilly in the spring in Indiana. And it's wet and chilly. Nothing's worse. Wet and chilly. That's a tough situation. So, all right. Coming up, Brendan King has another scoreboard update in just a few minutes. And, Brendan, you've done a great job on the scores. It's a fun time. Pacers play, as you mentioned, they play in Los Angeles, taking on the Clippers tomorrow. They're about to wrap up the regular season. Do we have an idea where they are right now in terms of playoffs and what's happening for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to continue to fluctuate as we go, but they're in the sixth spot in the East right now, Coach, two games back of Orlando. And like you said, Lakers tomorrow, Clippers on Sunday. They'll be in Chicago then a little earlier on next week before they return home on the 29th when LeBron and the Lake Show come in. So they're going to play the Lakers twice in a span of 6 days. And then they got two against Brooklyn. They got Oklahoma City. Gordon Hayward, remember, on the Thunder now. Miami, right. They'll right. close at Toronto, at Cleveland, before the regular season concludes at home on April 14th against Atlanta, Coach. So, yeah, even though, let's count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 regular season games left the regular season, you know, it concludes April 14th. So it's decently spanned out, I guess. But, yeah, it's going to continue to fluctuate and turn sixth in the East right now in that playoff position. So good spot to be.
Decent spot to be. I just think it's been a tremendous season for them. I like everyone else, excited about the direction they're in, excited about the group as they have played. You know, it's a long, long year. They're young. They're getting better. Tyrese Halliburton is legit in terms of all-star caliber player, franchise-type player, someone you can clearly build around and get excited about. And so, you know, the few remaining home games, if you haven't been out, you need to get out and watch and play because they're fun. They're fun. They give you a great effort. They compete every night, and they're extremely talented.
No doubt, but, you know, you're going to miss Ben Mathurin down the stretch. He's out for the season.
Yeah.
Halliburton, yep. You know, he looked pretty good in the last one coming out of that slump. Looked pretty good in Detroit. Looked pretty good in Golden State. It's back-to-back wins, back-to-back much-needed wins for Indiana. They were kind of going through a lull. Halliburton looks right. to be playing hurt, looks to be in that slump. The shooting stroke just wasn't there, but looks to be back at least. Good things in Detroit and Golden State. We'll see what happens in L.A. I mean, Western road swings are never easy. Traveling is never easy. We both know that right. well in different right. sports, you and me. So, yeah, I mean, you probably only hope that if you can split that, Lakers and Clippers back-to-back, you'd be pretty happy. And then also, I mean, that game against Chicago, the fact that you got to go out west, play a back-to-back, you get one recovery day, then have to play in Chicago, that's pretty brutal.
That's tough. That's Brendan King. He's got a scoreboard update coming up in about a minute. You always listen to him. He's, you know, he's got two more to do, and then you don't get him until you're with us next weekend, right?
My last show is until May. We'll be next weekend. You got it.
Outstanding. You're here till you're going to be doing some things for the qualifications.
You betcha.
Are you still be in town for that?
You betcha. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, that's the music that tells the host stop talking, and send it to the star of our show. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
It is going to be a tremendous finish in the last remaining March Madness game this evening in Pittsburgh. Creighton and Oregon, the Blue Jays and the Ducks, going blow for blow, back and forth, 52-51, Creighton on top of Oregon. Dana Altman taking on his former team. Oregon, again, touched on this earlier, their bench not very deep at all. They've only played two men off their bench. Neither have scored. Creighton a much deeper bench than Oregon. Trey Alexander with 13 points, Baylor Shireman with 14, and Ryan Kalkbrenner has 12. We'll continue to update you on that one as it moves forward in the second half. Touch over 10 minutes to go. IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals next weekend. Your matchups as follows. Fishers takes on Ben Davis in the 4A title game. BD looks to repeat. As for 3A, South Bend St. Joseph comes down from the 5-7-4, and they match up with Scottsburg. In 2A, it's Wapahani battling Brownstown Central. Of course, Brownstown, both the boys and girls go to the state finals. And in Class A, Fort Wayne Canterbury matches up with Bethesda Christian. Let's talk some Major League Baseball spring training. Scores of note, the Pirates knocked off the Red Sox in Bradenton, final 4-1. Tigers edged the Yankees 11-6. It was a tie, yes, a tie between the Nationals and the Cardinals in Jupiter, final 2-2. Tigers in split squad action, they also beat the Blue Jays 10-7. It was the A's blowing out the Angels 11-5. Diamondbacks over the Giants 11-5 as well. The Reds took down the Rockies in Goodyear in the desert 6-2. Cubs fall to the Brewers 7-4 at Sloan Park, and the Mariners topple the White Sox 8-2 in Phoenix. I'm Brendan King.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Kip Westner is the publisher of the often imitated, never duplicated Hoosier Basketball Magazine. Kip, thank you so much for the call. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I just thought I'd check in with you about the Indiana women. I went to Assembly Hall this afternoon and saw the Hoosiers
okay.
with a resounding second half to pull away and beat Fairfield, which I guess is in Connecticut. I thought it was a little high school outside of Goshen whenever I was on my way down there, but I did some research on Fairfield.
Understandable. Understandable for Hoosiers. It's okay.
But what was interesting about the first half, they were only up four. The Hoosiers were only up 4 points at halftime, and I think on at least four possessions, they shot three-pointers and didn't make any of them. But when it came Yikes. To start the second half, the first two possessions, they went to McKenzie Holmes, and they scored baskets. And yeah. then, lo and behold, by the end yeah. of the third quarter, they were up 15. And by the end of the game, they were up 30. And so they kind of got back to basics. And McKenzie Holmes, as you know, is featured on the front cover of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine,
right.
both the traditional and the champions cover. And so it was good to see her back in action. I know she's been dealing with some injuries this season, and they got a date with Oklahoma Monday night, which will be a daunting task, I'm sure. And then if they're fortunate enough to win
yeah.
that game, they go to the regional that has South Carolina in it. So you just play each game at a time and see what happens. But it was a good game today for the Hoosiers, Lady Hoosiers, and I wanted to at least touch base with you about that. Finally, the other little tidbit is I got a call from Missouri, and you may have gotten a lot of college basketball stuff, but the fact that Grace was able to win out in the NAIA quarterfinals was exciting, 83-76,
right.
and Elijah Malone 16 points, and Indiana Wesleyan was also part of that, but I think they came up short. So got people all over the country reporting
yep.
to Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
Well, we are worldwide. I mean, I like to refer to it as the Global Bob Network from time to time, and so it does happen. You know, I talked a little bit earlier about, my hope was that Wesleyan and Grace would play each other for the championship. It was set up, right? Set up to be that way, and Wesleyan lost, and Grace won. But at least we have a team, again, on the men's side, playing for national championship in the NAI, and as we've always talked about, the Crossroads League is the
amazing.
Best conference
yeah.
in the country in the NAI. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, Gary Donnie used to talk about how players would have Division I-itis, and they'd all want to go Division I, but the theory
right.
is,
right.
he would always say if you go a level below what your coach thinks and two levels below what your parents think, that might be where you belong. And the NAIA Division II is really good basketball. So And how, what was it? Trine won, might be old news, but Trine, I think,
Trine won the Division III title. Yep.
Yeah.
That's so. Right. I talked to Brooks. I talked to Coach Brooks Miller earlier tonight. And, you know, what's the irony of it is, you know, they lose their conference championship game. And they had a stretch there where they lost three in a row, and then they regroup, get into their conference championship, lose the championship game, and then go on to win the national championship and set an attendance record at Fort Wayne for the championship game. And so, I mean, it's a great story. It's a really, really good story. And Brooks is a tremendous, as you know, is a tremendous young basketball coach. And, you know, we're lucky to have him, and certainly Trine's lucky to have him too.
Yeah, it's really neat to see the colleges in the state of Indiana do well. And we've still got ourselves a NCAA tournament to see how that works out. And like on the women's side, and tomorrow I'll be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse with Purdue and Utah State, 2:40 tip. So I won't be able to call you tomorrow night with an update, but maybe we'll table that.
Oh, call me at home. No. Just call me at home. It's all right. We can talk. We'll pretend like we're on the air. How's that?
Yeah. Sounds good.
So do you feel good about your guys in their matchup with Utah State or not?
Well, I know nothing about Utah State, and I'm not going to pretend like
right.
I do. When I was in college, my friends, you know, which all sports fans, they called me BTIR, Big Ten Indiana Reds. That's what I know. And now that I'm the publisher of Hoosier
right.
Basketball Magazine, it's more Indiana than anything else. So, yeah, I'm sure Utah State is a good team. In fact, my son has told me he's watched them a number of times because he likes Mountain West basketball, I guess. But, yeah, if Purdue plays the way Purdue can play, I think Purdue will be fine. It's like we talked last night when you got a guy score 30 points and have 20 rebounds, and you have another person have 10 assists and no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
The team that has those two players is usually going to do pretty well in the game. So it's pretty much up to
yeah.
Purdue, I think, how they play.
Well, I think you're right. I think they just need to play. We know the game is a game of miss or make. If they shoot the ball well from the perimeter, and if Zach Edey can not be in foul trouble, I always like their chances. Let me also tell you that the Marion women's team was eliminated today in the quarterfinals of the NAI women's tournament. 78-68 loss to the University of Providence out of Montana. And they were, look, number one, I thought they'd win
yeah.
it. I really did.
No, well,
clearly, they're disappointed. They're
yeah.
a tremendous team.
Yes, and they've had just a great year with one loss in the conference, I think, or maybe no loss in the conference, one loss in
right.
the season.
Right.
So,
no, they were undefeated, yeah.
Right, and Collier from Danville was featured on the front cover of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine, and she was outstanding representing the small schools in Indiana on Hoosier Basketball's cover. But, yes, they'll continue to be good, I'm sure, but when you have an opportunity like that, I'm sure there is disappointment. When
unbelievable.
Just, an interesting deal where they say if you lose, you go home.
That's right.
We know that from Indiana high school basketball because Saturday will be a big day for eight teams across the state as well.
Yeah.
So the 2A game is the one that I'm very intrigued by with Brownstown and Wapakoneta. I think the 4A game will be very good as well with Fishers and Ben Davis. And, of course, 1A and 3A. Those will be great games as well. But it figures to be an outstanding day on Saturday, and then we'll have the top 60 senior workout on April the 7th, which is a week after the state finals. The last few years we've had it the day after the state finals, but so yeah, we've still got a couple more weeks of basketball, and then we turn our attention to 24-25, I think.
Well, we do it right here in the state in terms of basketball, thanks in large part to Hoosier Basketball Magazine and the efforts of Gary and the efforts of you, because look, we're always talking about about basketball on Indiana Sports Talk because there's always something happening about basketball in our state.
Yes, it's amazing because after the top 60, then they will have the All-Star Series. And then it just cycles right through. And then it's the calendar is incredible, and it never stops. So,
not
yes,
at all.
I'll start working on the Hoosier Basketball Magazine and get questionnaires and pictures, and it will be the 55th annual issue of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, which coincides with Bob Lovell's wedding anniversary.
That is that's exactly right. Thank you for reminding me. My wife Penny and I will be married 55 years coming up on July 3rd. So thank you for that. All right, let me give you a quick story. You talk about lose and go home. My first year at Franklin College, we go to the NAI National Tournament. We play Hawaii Hilo. The last game of the first round starts at like 11 o'clock at night in Kansas City. We lose on a shot at the buzzer from midcourt. We got our best free throw shooter at the line, 1-point lead, misses the front end. They rebound, outlet to midcourt, catch, one step, toss. You got to be on the next available plane that leaves at 7 a.m. the next morning. There is lose and go home. Kip Wessner, digest that story. I'll talk to you next weekend. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you got to get to TBS right now for a spectacular round of 32 ball game. Creighton and Oregon, the Ducks just went on a little 9-0 run. Creighton made a three to cut it back to three. 58-55, your score approaching the under. Four timeout of the second half. This is the only game happening right now in the NCAA tournament. As we get you set for tomorrow, here is your schedule. In Indianapolis, starting at 12:10, 10 seed Colorado. They match up with 2 seed Marquette. Then the tide turns from Gainbridge Fieldhouse at 2:40 when Utah State, the 8 seed at 28-6, goes against 1 seeded Purdue. 30-4 on the campaign are the Boilers. Then a pause until 5:15 from Brooklyn. James Madison, the Dukes. They get Duke, the Blue Devils, the 4 seed. Then at 6:10, Clemson battles Baylor, 7:10. Bryce Drew and Grand Canyon take on Alabama. Of course, Baylor, Scott Drew. So that means you get the Drew brothers back-to-back. Scott Drew of Baylor at 6:10, Bryce Drew at 7:10. Northwestern will take on 1-seeded UConn at 7:45. 8:40, it's 9-seed Texas A&M and against 1-seed Houston in the Battle of the Lone Star State. Then at 9:40, battle for the Sweet 16, 13-seed Yale and 5-seed San Diego State. Remember to tune in 2 o'clock tomorrow from Terre Haute. Indiana State and Minnesota in the NIT. That's from the Holman Center. It should be a spectacular day all around. Enjoy March Madness. We'll continue to update you as we go. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King, great job. Wonderful job. All right, so how can we watch the Sycamores tomorrow?
I think all NIT games are ESPN. Let me make sure on that. ESPN2 tomorrow, Coach, at 2 o'clock.
ESPN2. Okay. Thank goodness for that.
You got
it. So that's 2 o'clock. Now, help me develop a strategy to explain to my beautiful wife of nearly 55 years, the beloved Penny Lovell, help explain to Penny why I need to be in front of a TV screen and not in some mall somewhere tomorrow.
Well, I think the last thing you want to do is hit the roads because a just squadron of Purdue people are going to be up and down 65. So I don't think you want to come anywhere close to downtown.
No. Well, we're not going. We don't go downtown very much.
I would counter that. I would counter that with the world is at her fingertips. She can shop as much as she wants on her phone. So I think.
Well, I try to explain to her that you know we have the we have an Amazon fulfillment center out on the east side of town. So we're in one of those situations where, hit the app and it gets delivered sometimes the same day.
Well, let me add one more layer. It's your birthday weekend, for crying out loud. Happy birthday, Happy birthday.
Listen, thank you very much. That doesn't matter. I turned 73 today and you know, with all the health issues that I have, making 73 is an accomplishment, quite frankly. And it's not lost on me, quite frankly, not at all. Because, you know, the issues I have, I just have to battle. And as you know, I mean, I walk every day, rain, shine, snow, whatever. I walk, and it's great. I enjoy it. I get a chance to get my headphones on, and you know, like today. I mean, I went old school and went Springsteen Live.
Oh man!
And it was, you know, that's the way to walk.
That's the good stuff right there, huh?
So I spend, you know, I walk an hour. I get up, grab a glass of orange juice, take a look at my phone, and read the news and all that other stuff. And then I'm out by, you know, probably 9 o'clock, and walk an hour and come back and fix breakfast for my wife and me. And then the rest of it is tomorrow I'll be in front of the TV screen, for heaven's sake. So that's the plan. But we have ESPN2 for Indiana State. I would think that we, even with the games you were doing baseball games, there was still that buzz about that basketball team, was there not?
Oh, well, I'll tell you how much of a buzz there were. We were sitting in the fourth inning, and you see these four very tall gentlemen just walk into Bob Warren Field.
Right.
It was Robbie Avila, Jason Kent, Ryan Conwell, and Xavier Bledson, just out of
You're
practice.
You're talking royalty.
Just out of practice. They,
right.
they walked over
right.
to come watch the baseball game.
Why not? And I'm sure if they didn't get a standing ovation, they should have.
Well, that's the thing. It was it was a 2-2 count or whatever, and there's nothing happening on the field, and suddenly the crowd erupts. You're like, what the hell is going on? And, oh, it's hey, look, it's the fellas, right? So it was cool.
Well, they've captured everybody, and rightfully so. It's a great story. It's a disappointing story, but it's still a great story. And wish the Sycamores luck tomorrow against Minnesota. First time a Big Ten team has been in the Holman Center ever. Is that right? I think that's it.
I'm not sure, but definitely, if not ever, a long time. That's for sure.
Right, right. And you know, when this ball game, you're thinking, you're carrying the banner for mid-major basketball programs. This is not just your campus and your community. You are carrying the banner for everybody else. And so you try not to think about it, and it gets to be an awesome thing. Brendan King, let's take a break. We're back after a short break. Final break, some final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody, for the last time tonight. Don't forget, we got games. Make sure you watch Indiana State tomorrow. And positive thoughts. We all need to think positive thoughts. This is an important ball game for them, for the obvious reasons. You know, second round of the NIT. I think it'd be great if after the snub, they're able to win the NIT. It's great revenge. But you know, they got to play well. Got to play a dangerous Minnesota team. It's at the Holman Center, and it should be fun. Having spent 7 years working in a mid-major conference office, I will tell you it's not fair. It's not designed to be fair. The process, if you will, is not designed to be fair in terms of selection for teams in the NCAA tournament. It's not set up to be fair. It's set up to make conferences money. And so, yeah, we're disappointed in our state, and that's just how it goes. So if you get a chance, tune in, watch it, and see them win and move on. I think it's fun. It's a great story, and we hope that it continues. It's been a fun situation to watch and see them progress and see how great they are, and they're fun to watch and all of those things. Don't forget too, Boilers in action tomorrow. Hopefully, with the win against Grambling. They're now relaxed, able to just settle in and play the way they've been playing the entire year. And so that'll be a fun game. That's a 2:40 start tomorrow afternoon. Also, come on now. Don't forget. Get out. If you don't already have tickets, get out and buy tickets for the upcoming 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever. That's next Saturday. It's a week from today. Don't forget to join us on Friday night because, you know, we've done Indiana Sports Talk for 30 years and all 30 of the, well, those 29 previous years, we've done our Friday night, night before the state finals show. And it's always fun. It's always exciting. I'm excited about being part of the broadcast team on the 1A and 2A championship games. I'm part of the TV crew, part of the radio crew on the 1A championship and in the 2A championship on television. So the for the IHSA Champions Network, and it's an honor. I've lost track of how many years I've done it. I just know that I'm always honored to do it. There are plenty of guys, very capable guys. I'm lucky to have the opportunity, blessed to have the opportunity to do it, and I'm mindful of that responsibility more than anything. Think about it, 114 years. it's a big deal. I mean, it's a really, really big deal. Great job, as always, by Brendan King, also by Landon Coons and Nathaniel Finch. Way to go, men. Great job, too, and thank you so much to our great stations around the state to bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And for 30 years, you've made us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.